Good evening, and thank you for being here and listening to all of us. For the record, I am Suzanne Smith. I am state representative. I represent Grafton County, District 8, Plymouth, Hebron, and Holderness. One of the things I have found as I travel through my district is very concerned homeowners, people who have easements in their backyards that house 30-foot-tall wooden towers, and now they're looking, if you look at the Northern Pass website, at towers that go from 80 to 100 to 110 feet. As I drive up Route 93, the interstate, and I look at the land going towards White Mountain National Forest, and I see those similar 30 to 40-foot towers that will be replaced by 100-foot towers. And when I know that tourism is our number one, one of our number one industries, I am frightened by what is going to happen by all of this. I know the people of Holderness are concerned. In fact, I spoke with a legislator today whose sister, daughter, was looking to buy property in Holderness, and after looking at the town deeds and finding out where the easements were, they decided it would not be a good place to move. People are concerned. And there are other ways to do things. I attended many of those Senate Bill 361 commissions, and I'm working with the Science, Energy, Technology Committee now as we look at ways to do the job, build new projects, and look towards the future, burying the lines. It can be done. New York is looking at it. Maine is talking about the state energy corridors going down Interstate 95. We heard from the State Department of Transportation in New Hampshire that we could do that here. I think we need to change this project so that we will still have jobs. Burying lines will give jobs, and we will not have these towers everywhere. And thank you very much.